Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for AusMade. It's Maddie Gould and taking a step towards representing our country at Eurovision. One of your mates, Paul Leaney, after breaking out at the age of 21, babe. What's been going on? I haven't seen you for ages.
I know. How have you been?
Oh, I've been fine. Just filling in the time when we haven't had as many gigs with a bit of radio stuff. So what about you? Right. You've been in the jungle. I saw you doing this new single on Channel 10 the other day as well. Things are just going awesome.
Yeah, look, it's been great. I can't complain. I'm very, very excited and thrilled that I'm a part of Australia Decides. And if I get the opportunity to represent Australia over at Tureen, then it's a blessing. It's been full on for me, you know. My career's been great. There's been ups and downs, obviously, but overall, it's been so good. You're right, I've been in the jungle, and that was an amazing experience. And I've just been working on this new single, We Are One, which I will be performing at Australia Decides.
And it's good to see good things happen to good people. Pauline, knowing you, it's just nice to see that there are nice things happening for nice people.
And same for you too, man. Like, I'm really happy that you're doing well. And, you know, we all have to support each other and encourage one another, especially right now.
Oh, absolutely. And right now, it really couldn't be any more of a confusing time still. But we're looking forward to the Gold Coast. That's where Australia Decides is this year, Pauline.
Yes, it is. I'm going to be performing the single in the Gold Coast at the Convention Centre on the 26th of February. I need your vote for sure.
Oh, you've got it.
All your listeners, I need you to vote for me because I really do want to get my, I'd love to perform my song over there in Italy.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's going to resonate well too. It's a little bit different to what we've been seeing from you with your R&B style. This is a bit more kind of produced diva feel to it. I think it actually has an international appeal as well, Pauline.
Thank you. Yeah, that's basically what I was trying to go for. Mm. The first time I did get the song, it's quite old school. You know, the track was quite old school. And when I mean, it just sounded a little dated. Mm-hmm. I think this song was written maybe 8-9 years ago. Myself and Andy, who produced the song, we basically sat down and we talked about how we could make it more kind of diva-ish, more Euro-sounding. Mm-hmm. I still wanted elements of who I was in there, so there's a bit of like a dubstep kind of bit in there that I've included in. And when I got the song, it was quite gospel-y, so I tried to keep that whole gospel thing throughout the track. And I think we kind of got there with the new version.
And looking forward to seeing it there visually as well. Do you have any plans of grandeur that you might be bringing to it if you get through this Australia Decides?
Oh, man, there is like a vision for it. But it's just going to be, we're going to try and make it as universal and as epic and, you know, just something that will make people excited and have fun. Like, that's basically it. And you know, the most important thing for me is to get that message across, like we won. You know, that's something that we all kind of need to be reminded of every day. Hopefully I can get up there, story tell, but also give an epic performance.
And at the end of the day, it's not just a competition. It is literally a celebration of music all around the world, which is one of the most exciting things to see, hey? Yeah.
That's what I love about the Eurovision stage, is that it really does give permission to each and every artist to bring themselves. You know, you don't have to dull down how different you are. Like, get on stage and do you and represent who you are. And that's one thing that I've always loved about Eurovision.
Yeah, and you've been able to represent yourself on the stage in all sorts of different ways, from, like we mentioned, as a 21-year-old on Australian Idol to Officer and a Gentleman. We've been doing musical theatre. What else is coming up for you in that sort of realm?
Look, there's been so many things. Like, in the last few years, I've just been trying to get myself into every area of the entertainment industry, and I think it's the wise thing to do now. You know, you can't just kind of stick to singing and doing gigs. You've got to try and get yourself exposed to each and like every other area. And I feel like it's really forced me to grow as a person, grow as an artist, and I'm not so fearful now. Like I said before, it's been such a blessing. The support and the encouragement that I've had over the years has been great. This is actually a massive thing for me to take part in Australia Decides.
Well, Pauline, we hope to add the experience of Eurovision to that resume, that amazing resume that you have, including having accompanied me to the Arias in 2014. That's got to be a highlight for you, I'm sure.
I loved it.
Seriously though, Pauline, I've got my fingers and toes crossed for you. We are loving the track. We're going to actually play it right now. Pauline, would you like to introduce it for me, please, here on AusMade?
Absolutely. Hey guys, it's Paulini here, and this is my new single called We Are One.